fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tuesday morning roundtable. The proper tip of the day is to stock up on canned meat. I typically don't eat very much canned meat on one hand. On the other, it's one of the best sources of protein. It's inexpensive, relatively inexpensive, and relatively easy to get now. During a long-term crisis, that would not be the case. Yes, this is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. 6 books for sale at amazon.com. No word from Steve Bannon. We don't know if he'll join us or not. Leon's held over from first hour, and Jeff, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Jeff, I was mentioning something yesterday. I did a TV show I do every Monday with Doug Hagman that I don't recall how many world leaders there are in the United Nations. What is it, about 175, something like that? The actual number doesn't matter. What matters is only 3 of these leaders of countries, presidents, prime ministers, kings, and so forth, out of all the countries that belong to the United Nations, only 3 did not support the clot shot, the COVID-19 vaccine. And guess what? All 3 of them are now dead. Was you aware of that, Jeff?
No. Who were they?
I knew you were going to ask that. One was the president of Haiti. Another was a prime minister slash president of a African. In fact, I think the other 2 were president slash prime ministers in African countries, is my recollection. That's recoverable because it was pretty big news at the time.
What do you mean supports the shots? What does supporting the shots mean?
Just like Joe Biden, you go public, you encourage your population to get the COVID-19 vaccines. Leon, you're probably aware of the 3 prime ministers slash presidents that
yes.
died. Do you recall, other than Haiti, what were the other 2? Do you recall offhand?
Matter of fact, I will get that information later, and I'll pass on to you. One was on the West Coast. I think it was like Sierra Leone, Gabon. I'll get the information, but I remember seeing that. I watched the video. I was like, wow. And then there's also one Caucasian man in one of the Slavic countries that also He was also a high-ranking one who was very much opposed to it, and he's gone too. So there were a total of four people, but three of them were two of them for Africa, one is Haiti, and the other one is in Europe. So I will get that information and send it to you.
Okay, that would be good.
So the implication being that if you don't support the shot, they're going to murder you?
Well, that seems to be the implication, yes, sir. Yes. Now, the Haitian president was probably the most highly publicized. Go ahead, Jeff.
You hear this? Where did this information come from?
It came from reputable sources. The Haitian incident was the most widely publicized in the mainstream media. The presidential home was invaded by a team of assassins, and he was assassinated in his home by this team of assassins. It made mainstream news all over the world because of the sensational way that this took place. The others were not nearly as sensational and newsworthy, except that they, when you're head of state and you die, it's always newsworthy, no matter who you are, where you are.
Well, wasn't the head of Haiti assassinated by Chinese agents?
I don't know who the assassins were. Leon, do you know who they were?
Yes, sir. Yes, they said, and matter of fact, they captured, I think there were 14 of them. One was still on the lam, and they said they were from Colombia in some other Central American country, but they also had, I think, two or three Chinese were involved, you know, that were also captured. So, you know, and that's all been hushed now. I haven't heard anything since that, but they had access. They didn't kill any of the guards. They didn't kill other people. It was just the people on the hit list. So, you know, this seemed to be like an inside job. They're like, okay, if you roll over, we're going to pay you, and we're going to take everyone else out, but if you buck the system, you're dead too. So, I mean, how many times do you hear assassinations that they let the guards walk away without taking them out? It's just like a big hit. So normally most assassinations, I mean, look at Sadat. When they whacked him in front of they killed a lot of other people. It wasn't just him that was killed. So normally they just try to make it a blanket statement. But in this case, the guards all got to walk and nobody got penalized.
Well, something else that I think, Jeff, you would appreciate. Over the weekend, I met with some folks, and I was told privately that during the Portland riots, the police arrested People's Liberation Army members, ethnic Chinese, who had in their possession, when they were arrested, radio transceivers that were connected to the People's Liberation Army. And that shows me direct command and control linkage with the People's Liberation Army during the riots in Portland and Seattle. So that fits right in with your work, Jeff, that the International Communist Conspiracy is very active in this country, aren't they, sir?
Well, they always have been.
Well, I know that and you know that, but we have a lot of listeners that don't know that. That's what we need to get across here, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You publish a article at least once a week, sometimes twice a week, and it's your website's jrnyquist.blog, and let's see, that most recent article is titled, was published yesterday, When History Stops, and you have a quote here from Thomas Carlyle, who I guess his book he wrote is Anti-Dryas Dust. I'm not sure how to say that, Dryas Dust.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Here's that quote. Histories are as perfect as a historian is wise. And the grand difference between a Dryas Dust and a sacred poet is very much even this. When both oblivion and memory are wise, when the general soul of man is clear, melodious, true, there may come a modern Iliad as memorial of the past. When both are foolish and the general soul is overclouded with confusions, with unveracities and discords, there is a Rushworthian chaos. Let Dryas Dust be blamed. The word Dryas Dust is one I'm not familiar with. What's the definition of that, Jeff?
It's dry as dust.
Dry as dust. It's a made-up word, then.
He's made it into one word to
okay.
call he's calling people who chronicle history and fill it full of meaningless detail dry as dust.
Dry as dust. Would a synonym be boring, my friend?
Well, it's dry as dust are those people that don't know. You know, he's talking about that preserving that thing which is true in history and forgetting about the thing that is trivial and that is not meaningful. So, and he means the true man, the true hero. Everything else is just dross put there by dry as dust. So this is the introduction that he wrote. The anti-dry as dust is the introduction to his Life and Letters of Thomas Carlyle, by which he succeeded in changing the reputation of Thomas Cromwell, the famous Puritan general in history, from a villain to a hero, and he did it with that book. It's actually a 4 or 5 volume work, actually. And it's a very memorable, that introduction is an essay really on the philosophy of history, and what kind of motivated him to rehabilitate Cromwell, Oliver Cromwell. But it's very important because now we have a falsification of history, falsification of journalism, falsification of everything, all information sources. Not because you have a dry as dust who can't tell what's important from what's unimportant, but we have intentional strategic manipulation. So strategy and the analysis of strategy becomes important. So I bring that forward how things have evolved since Thomas Carlyle's time.
Well, things have evolved since Cromwell's time, hasn't it, sir?
Yeah, over the last centuries, very much. I mean, we're living in the period when the new religion of communism, socialism, is trying to take control of everything. And that reduces man to a very servile creature controlled by bureaucrats who want to be God.
And that's human nature for bureaucrats to go in that direction if given the opportunity, aren't they, sir?
Well, are they human?
Well, that's a good question. There's a lot of people who doubt that, aren't there?
They do, yeah. I mean, they don't want to be human. They want to be God. But everything they do is so inhuman. I mean, you look at the engineers of the Holocaust in Germany in World War II. Were they human? They were bureaucrats. They were trying to be efficient. You know, the Wannsee Conference, and how are we going to do this in the right way? How are we going to handle this? There's a somewhat famous book on Treblinka, the Transit Death Camp, about how it was managed for the most efficient handling. And Himmler was very much into efficiency. And, of course, they wanted minimum handling by Germans. You know, let's have Ukrainian guards. Let's have the Jews run the camp themselves as much as possible. You know, that kind of thing. And then the Germans don't have to... they don't have to face the horrors of what they are doing. And of course, you look at what's happening now with these medical bureaucrats. They want to inject an experimental medication into babies. This is what Fauci wants to do. Why isn't he swinging from a rope? Why hasn't he been put on trial for crimes against humanity? What is... You know, these people, they need to be arrested and tried. What's wrong with this country?
Well, what you've done such a good job for more than 20 years documenting and writing about, Jeff, has come to fruition, where the economists have infiltrated and taken over the institutions that would do what you're suggesting. which is to investigate. That would be the FBI, and prosecute the Department of Justice, and have courts, the U.S. court system, which is probably the least corrupt, if anything. But in the absence of the FBI investigating and the Department of Justice prosecuting, nothing of the nature that you advocate and I advocate and Leon advocates is going to happen, unfortunately, my friend. The world court is pretty much useless. It's a political hack for the world governments, for the United Nations and NATO. They're not going to be of any help at all. I do see some hope coming out of Europe, though, Jeff, where men and women in quite a few countries in Europe are taking to the streets by the thousands to protest the mandates, the lockdowns, the COVID vaccines. It's being blocked out of U.S. mass media, but people are finding out about it, and I do have some hope there, don't you, sir?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose. Yeah, we'll see.
We shall see. We shall see. Well, Jeff, you write your articles once or twice a week, and there's a way people can subscribe to them. Tell people how they can do that, sir.
Below each article is a button, a PayPal button, where you can help support the site and keep me going.
And I hope people will do that. Your work is very cutting edge. When President Trump was president, I would say multiple times that Jeff Nyquist should have a workstation in the West Wing of the White House. I was quite sincere in not being flippant when I said that, advising the President of the United States on the international communist conspiracy. I can't think of anybody better qualified to do that than you, Jeff, with the work you've done for these decades, the knowledge you've gained, the KGB agents that you've interviewed. There's nothing like a first-hand interview, first-hand encounter with men who actually did it to gain the knowledge that needs to be gained, is there, sir?
Well, there are a few people that understand this issue, and people like Trevor Loudon and Diana West. There's some folks that do understand this. Unfortunately, we're very few and far between, and we are not welcome in the bureaucracy. We're not welcome at the FBI anymore.
It is quite maddening, but that's where we are. You're not the only person, Jeff, that I interview here on this show that would like to see Anthony Fauci brought up on criminal conspiracy charges, along with the men and women that he conspired with. I know what it would take to make that happen. I don't see anything in place that could make that happen at the moment. We would need a president in charge of a Department of Justice, and in charge of the FBI, a president who could get that to move forward. That's obviously not the case now, and I don't see any hope of it being the case in the near future. Do you, sir?
No, it doesn't seem so. But things, you know, there are such things as catalysts, and the country may be totally destroyed, and no one may survive because of the attack we're under. The Chinese want to destroy the entire population. The Chinese leaders want to make the lower 48 states into a second China, where there are no Americans left and they move Chinese here. That's in the secret speech of Chiao Chen. The former defense minister of China said that was the plan, and they were going to use a biological war to do it. Now we're in a biological war. People don't understand if the end game of this biological war is for there to be no more Americans left in the lower 48 states, and that's a Chinese goal. You got to be afraid that might be what's in process.
Hold on, Jeff. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 23rd of November. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Great $50 discount on each piece of equipment to protect your car, your truck, your generator, your home. Visiting with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at amazon.com. Gentlemen, I got a note here from Dr. Fred, medical doctor. He's been on the show here a number of times as a caller. And it looks like this is dated today, I believe. And it's a news story out of Slovenia. A major scandal broke out in Slovenia yesterday. The whole of Slovenia is talking about vaccinations. The senior nurse at the University Medical Center of Ljubljana, who was in charge of receiving the bottles and managing everything, resigned, went in front of the cameras, and pulled out the vaccine bottles. He showed people the codes on the bottles, each with one, two, or three numbers, and then explained the meaning of those numbers. Number one is placebo, saline solution. Number two is classic RNA flask. Number three is RNA stick that contains the oncogene, which is linked to adenovirus and promotes the development of cancer. In these bottles, number three says that the people who received it within 2 years will get soft tissue cancer. And then finally, he says the following. He says that he was personally witnessing the injection of all the politicians and great leaders, and they all got injection number one, the saline solution. This is kind of evidence that we've been looking for, and it looks like we have the beginning of hard evidence that I hope will be confirmed by other independent sources. We need confirmation of things like this, don't we, Jeff?
Well, how would a Slovenian witness the injection of all the leaders in the world?
No, no, the Slovenian leaders, not all the leaders in the world.
Slovenian leaders. So, I see. So, Slovenia as an EU country. So, who is this doctor now?
This is... this person's identity. Let's see. I need to get this back here. Okay. This person is the senior nurse at the University Medical Center in Ljubljana, in charge of receiving the bottles and managing all the vaccine bottles. Vials, I should say. They're called vials. And that's what his job is. You know, or was. He resigned. So, if this is true, there'll be other healthcare professionals verifying it around the world. If it's true, we shall see. Don't know. We don't know yet. Now, we need to keep an open mind, I believe, Jeff, and look for independent verification from people in a position that are that in a position to do that, that don't know each other. You know, as a professional investigator, I always look for confirmation from witnesses who don't know each other. I've always found that to be quite valuable, and I think you've largely done that yourself, haven't you, sir?
Yeah, you have to be careful about information. You need ideally two or three sources on something that are independent of each other. That is, one isn't reporting on what the other one said.
And we've seen that happen with the made up fake documentation on President Trump, where we had people basically verifying each other, didn't we, sir?
Yeah, that was a bit of a mess with the Russiagate scandal.
Right.
Yeah, you get fed some fake information from a Russian, and then you start, you know, claiming you heard it elsewhere, and then the next thing you know, It's all bad. You have something similar happen here with the claims based on Dennis Montgomery's claims having to do with PCAPs now, and then Mike Lindell's claiming that that they had cyber security white hat hackers who got the information. And it was really coming from one source that didn't ultimately provide the information, although they did get PCAPs from another source from a county in Arizona, just a very few, but it wasn't really what started the whole thing. So they, and of course those PCAPs didn't show a crime, so they really didn't have evidence of the election switch that they claimed they had, and so it's
hold that thought, Jeff. Hold that thought. Got a break there. Call it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, I'm doing more private consultations this year than ever. I enjoy them. I look forward to them, helping people gain the clarity, gain the focus, get the information they need to achieve their goals. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. My youngest grandson, wrestling team, is raising money for the wrestling team, the Lake Stevens Vikings in Lake Stevens, Washington. I just made my order this morning, helping these young men get the funds they need for travel, for food and lodging expenses, and so forth. Last but not least, the Daily Intelligence Briefing, a great way to keep up with what's going on in the world. United States, Central America, South America, Africa, Europe, the Middle East, Asia, it's all there, brand new information every 24 hours at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at Amazon. 6 books for sale at amazon.com. Gentlemen, our caller here is Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John, and Jeff and Leon. The reason why I'm calling in, I want to give everyone a website that they can go to. It's for a docuseries that's being put together by many of the vaccine experts, doctors, that are letting everybody know that the truth behind this whole ordeal. The documentary is going to be coming out on November 30th. It's called COVID Revealed. There's other information that they're also releasing. You have to go to VRevealed.com, all one word, small letters. People, when they register, sign up there, they will be given access. And it works kind of like on the basis of the more you share, the more that you have access to, and it's free. It doesn't cost anything. They're basically doing this type of platform, trying to get people to share this more. This is why they're not readily making everything accessible. With every share that's shared, it unlocks other information. But I do believe that the documentary will be visible on November 30th for whoever has signed up. It's very important. Okay. They're going to have Michael Yadon, Dr. Rashid Batar, and other doctors, Christiane Northrup, Robert Kennedy is going to be talking. There's a trailer there that everybody can view. That's just a few of the doctors and people. And I highly encourage everyone to inform themselves. And also, Carrie Madej, if everyone goes to the Republic Broadcasting site, there is a video there where she's explaining the nanobots that are in the vaccines. If they look on the Republic Broadcasting site, they will come across that video. I did send it to you, John. It was published on the 18th on Republic Broadcasting site.
Okay. Good information.
Can you reveal that? Can you say that? That URL
V as in Victor, yeah. Revealed, all one word, .com.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay, and John, I wanted to let you know your mic is up too high. It's very loud and vibrating. I don't know if you can do something to adjust it.
Well, it's turned down all the way, so I don't know what else I could do. Get farther away from it, maybe.
Yeah, you might just want to back off from it a little.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much, John, for taking my call.
Okay. Well, Jeff, going back to your expertise, the Communist Party of China is clearly heavily involved in the COVID-19 creation. I'm not sure what their involvement is with these various COVID-19 vaccines, but my belief is that there's a Communist Chinese involvement in the vaccines as well, even without having evidence. What do you think, sir?
Well, I had an interesting conversation on Friday with an American intelligence expert on this, and it was illuminating because I was asking him about what he thought about infiltration of Chinese into the CDC through Emory and other labs and medical facilities in the United States. And he said it was really a huge deal because Chinese have come over here. They've gotten into our schools. They're very, very big on getting into this biological research area. And I had heard that almost 15% of the staff at Emory University were Chinese nationals, and he said, "Oh, it's higher than that." And Emory is the university that feeds in Atlanta the CDC and the National Institutes of Health and so on. So this was interesting, and I also asked him what he thought about. He was discussing the origins of the vaccine, and not the vaccine, the COVID-19. And he had a source in China connected with the Wuhan lab that said that the COVID-19 came to Wuhan from from the military, northeastern military district, northeastern China, one of the military centers there, and that they brought it to Wuhan to develop a aerosol spray to test on primates, monkeys, I guess. And he said that after they had done that testing, they told them to release it to expose the population in Wuhan to it. So there you go. They have a source on the ground, and I think he indicated there was actually more than one, but one particular, at least special source, that the virus was released in Wuhan intentionally by the Chinese government.
Well, that's very serious evidence, and that's the kind of thing we need, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, of course, it's not, evidence is not final proof, but it was very interesting to me because I'd never heard anything like this before, that there were Americans had a source in Wuhan saying this. And of course, you could imagine how dangerous it would be for any Chinese person to make a claim like that. There would be nothing to be gained by it.
Incredibly dangerous. Thank you, sir. Our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Knight. I'm wanting to get my Bluetooth off. There we go. Jeff, I wanted to try and answer your question that you posed earlier as to why aren't these people, swinging from ropes? And I would suggest to you that that would require that they be tried for treason. And did a little Google genus searching on the internet, and it seems that the last person convicted of treason was convicted in 1952. It was a Japanese-American man who was convicted of abusing prisoners of war. He was convicted for treason, but his sentence was commuted by President Dwight David Eisenhower. So this man did not hang. You'd have to go, I believe, back into the late 40s to find someone hanged for treason. And I would suggest that it's long been recognized that there's a huge discrepancy between the enforcement of white-collar crime and the enforcement of blue-collar or other-collar crimes here in the United States. It seems that justice is for those who can afford it. So, someone... Joe Blow on the street gets caught with a joint and he's doing time. A white collar criminal, cheats people out of millions or does things to get people killed and they walk. So, we have this great discrepancy. The other thing is that in order for people to be charged with treason, that has to come from a nation state with a strong sense of national identity and a strong commitment to law enforcement. And we, as you know, part of the big globalist communist plan is to break down any cultural sense of national identity and to demoralize culture and all that sort of thing. So there simply isn't the education, the awareness, the national sense of national identity, or the will to do anything about it. And all three branches of government are so permeated by corruption that these people may know that they can get away with this stuff because it seems like it's going to take something like a much larger die-off. People have to be convinced when, and I've said before, one of the reasons we don't have crowds of people in the street protesting like we see in Europe is we're not uncomfortable enough yet. You know, Americans are creatures of lifestyle. As long as they think that they can, they don't care what happens to their neighbor as long as their job is intact, as long as they can go to the store and get what they want. So, you know, it's possible that we could see a resurgence of national identity and passion for law enforcement and things like that. But it would have to be a grassroots movement, not an astroturf movement. And it's probably going to take Americans losing more before they stand up and say, let him hang. All right, thank you.
It's very interesting, Glenn, what you say about white-collar crime. That's an interesting juxtaposition. I had not thought of that. When I was writing The Origins of the Fourth World War in the late 80s, I went through crime statistics, there were these volumes at the UCI Research Library going into the early 20th century when you first had your compilations of crime statistics in different jurisdictions in the United States. And one thing that I found out immediately, which was pretty easy, you go to the executions, capital punishment, and you find there was quite a few people being executed in the United States in the first decade of the 20th century, second decade. But as it goes on, you see it's decreasing. Decade by decade, fewer people being executed. Until you get to the 1970s, and almost nobody's being executed from year to year in the United States. Now, it increased a little bit over time. They started going, oh, maybe we went too far in that direction. But it never, when you look at the levels, the numbers of people, and of course, in 1910, there were a lot fewer people, 111 years ago in the country than there are now. But the number of executions, it's very interesting. And you correlate that with other crimes, theft, you see that the murder rate's gone up. And of course, the rate of theft has gone up, and the rate of, the basic larceny. But rapes, and it's very interesting. Those things.
I'm not sure what happened. We lost Jeff.
You lost me.
I think I'm still on the air here. Yeah, Leon, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm right.
Okay,
here.
Go ahead. We lost your. At least I lost your audio for a moment there, Jeff. Go ahead.
Yeah, but it's and of course the murder rate it fluctuates with. Actually, with wars, when you have soldiers coming back from war, the murder rate goes up. That's one of the things about the statistics. But what I found was that with the sexual revolution in the 1960s, in the second half of the 1960s, you have a massive increase in rape occurring. But it was the crimes of theft, corruption. The number of government officials, and he was talking about white-collar crime there, right? And I don't know what happened to the statistic now since I wrote my book, but government officials being caught in corruption and tried was really dramatically increasing in the 1970s. And so there are interesting patterns. And, of course... what I think it was the Josephson Institute there in Southern California did studies on cheating in school starting in the 1980s. And then this was massively increasing through the 80s and 90s until you get to 9/11 event. And after 9/11, suddenly there's this massive reversal of school cheating. And then, of course, after that serious event, the cheating starts returning to its previous levels, which is to me psychologically very interesting. But yeah, Glenn, that's interesting. The treason, the crime of treason, just suddenly stops in 1952. I had never looked at that particular crime. Very interesting.
Yeah, I would suggest that it's almost impossible for anyone to be charged with, tried for, and convicted of treason in this country now.
Yeah, that's, well, it is, you're, you know, one of the things about treason, And I, when you were relating it to the sense of identity of the country, but really, I have made the point in my writings that it really is, we've eliminated the word enemy. You are not supposed to say we have an enemy. We call the people who are our enemies by other things, but you're not supposed to, somehow it's forbidden to say that this country has an enemy, either domestic or foreign.
An enemy has to be an enemy of something. So to affirm the existence of the enemy is to affirm the existence of your own national identity. If you don't have an identity, you can't really have an enemy. So the idea is to eliminate the identity of the nation state, and so that it's subsumed into the global whole.
Good point, Glenn. Good point. We have a break. We'll be right back. Everybody, hold on.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Still with us?
Sir. Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Okay. You got a final comment?
Okay, just one final point. The same people who are willing to kill people by the tens of millions are also willing to kill one here, one there, one here, one there. And Jeff Rentz is fond of saying these people kill people all the time. And many people became aware of strange deaths of prominent people around the time of the death of Dr. David Kelly in 2003. He was part of the team that was investigating the allegations of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And back then, there was, you know, we would see lists, were popular on the internet, of famous life scientists, bioscientists, geneticists, microbiologists, dying off here and there. And it's possibly because they knew too much for their own good. So we live in a world where just advocating the wrong truth, standing up for the wrong truth, can get you killed. It doesn't always have to be by the tens of millions. It can be by hit teams here, there, and everywhere, gradually over time. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to our next caller. This would be, let's see, it looks like Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. About treason, in the early 1800s in the Northwest Territory, they were having so many trials for treason that the courts ran out of money. I don't think that happened today. But what I call for, I guess a theory you'd call it, is they make this transmittable virus or whatever it is to put fear into the people. So they take an injection that depletes the immune system, and now that people are, it's becoming evidence, it's apparently deadly, it appears to be, that they really have some other disease, like smallpox or something like that, that they can release now that everybody, now that many people's immune system have been weakened and have a much greater death toll. And if that's true, do they have any way to counteract what they release on America so it doesn't affect them? What do you think?
Well, the report we just had earlier looks like, if true, if it proves true, and we have more evidence, there's three different vials, one of which is saline solution. If that proves to be true, then that might be the answer to your question right there, Scott.
Well, if there's all these infected people dying and they want to come in and occupy, how are they going to rid the land of whatever they released, whatever bioweapon they released? How do they keep it away? I mean, well, they're saying like it's in the deer now.
Right. It's not hanging around in the air. It's in people. So once people are dead and gone, that's done. It's finished. We're top down.
So everybody has to die. All right, thank you.
That's the plan. Thanks, Scott. We're top down break. We're going to call and hold. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
Manor. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.